So eventually, after this Three Stooges,
there is much laughter and ridiculousness. Meanwhile, Calcamedes has walked down the hallway and entered.
I got a leash on him.
All right, fine.
What is down the hallway?
All right, let me describe down the hallway. Suspended by thick chains, a massive...
While you were collapsed on the ground, I tied Calcamedes' leash to you.
He does make for a nice anchor right now.
Yeah.
I'm not in a position to disagree.
I can't fight you, shit.
I think this is the most... this particular thing with the strength reversal is the coolest thing in the entire scenario. It's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It's they give a little bit of a riddle. You know, I kind of looked at my character was very high end. Looked at it and went, crap, come here, kobold.
It's the kobold that figures this out. That's like the most useful.
A giant iron door.
Okay. I'm slightly weak, but the guy like grabbed the kobold. Kobold's like,
suspended by thick chains or what?
Great, I'm going to live here for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So.
You need to play, there's a kobold cave.
It's still a good thing that you made that DC 20 linguistics check.
Yeah.
Suspended by thick chains, a massive metal cage shaped like a demon's head hangs over a dark shaft with no bottom in sight. The cage's door, by all appearances a menacing maw filled with incisor-like fangs, hangs open to the west.
Can we start moving our characters?
You still have only one strength.
There, a narrow bridge.
No, I think we wait.
Yeah, just wait for it to wear off.
Yeah.
It's like minutes.
It's a minute. I'd imagine it's a level one.
Yeah.
It
is level one.
Okay.
So can we just move all of us this way?
The short distance between the ledge and the cage, a small console on the north edge of the bridge bears a single lever. The lever appears to have three positions: top, middle, and bottom, and it is currently in the middle position.
First off, do one of you guys want to go forward and scout, make sure there's no skillings?
I'm going to check it for traps.
Yeah, and I'm holding Alchemy.
16 for check for traps.
It seems to be free of traps so far as you can tell.
I'm going to run as fast as I can to the lever.
To the where?
To the lever across the bridge.
The lever's inside the cage?
No. There is a lever. There.
Oh, and where's the bridge is over there?
The bridge is this,
yes. And then the cage.
Yes.
Okay.
And the lever's in the middle position.
I go to the lever, and lower it down.
The mouth closes, and then the cage sinks down into the darkness below.
I raise the cover to the top position.
All right. It finishes going down, and then it comes back up.
Is the maw open?
It opens when it gets to the top.
When he goes all the way to the top position, what happens?
It's an elevator.
That is the
elevator.
Is it,
okay,
is
this
it changed
is the top.
Any? From
what was the middle position
down?
Then?
Nope.
Okay.
But this doesn't go into a vat of acid.
It looks like you could get four creatures in there.
Where is there an exit?
Hmm?
Is there an exit to this room?
Down.
All right, guys.
It's an elevator.
It's an elevator that goes down. Four
this
people
is,
can fit
this
in.
This is what we're going to
I
do.
Cast light on a rock and throw it down.
Yeah.
You can still see it down there.
No movement. Actually, at this point, perception check would be in order. 10.
You can see it down there.
Okay.
Anybody else want to look for the rock and see if you can judge how deep it is?
Well,
yeah.
More of, is there any nasties down there?
14.
You can look down there. You do not see any motion down there. It appears to be a cave. And I don't think a 14 is good enough to judge the distance accurately, but it's quite a ways.
Okay, well, this is what I think we should do.
Should be a way of doing this.
You three, plus sleepwalking idiot, get in the thing. We close the mouth. You can climb down.
Yep.
You have a climb speed.
I'm going to say have him go down first, just
and
a scout.
I'm going to jump on the top of the elevator as it's going down.
Why is there an up option, though?
To bring it back up again.
No, but there's a... Remember, there's three options. It's currently at the middle one,
right?
Right. That's when it's level as far as
the elevator is at the bottom when you come here, you can bring it up.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Don't you always want to be able to go?
Hi, Brian.
Well, the thing is, why is there a third option?
I am currently running a Pathfinder one-shot over at Frank's house. I am. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Having fun moving, is he? You're packing.
I don't know.
Mind if you head downstairs and just scout it quickly? Just make sure it's...
Yeah, sure.
So, what does it do if it So it's in, currently in the middle position, and it came to us.
Yes.
No. It was at the top. The lever was in the middle position, because it defaults to the middle position when the thing is already at the top or at the bottom.
Oh.
It's like a press lever. So you grab it, you go click, and then let go, and it'll come up, and then...
Yeah, it's an elevator.
Yeah.
Up makes it go to the top, and then it stops, and the lever reverts to the middle. Down makes it go to the bottom, and then it stops, and the lever goes to the middle.
Default setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Clanky, semi-Clanky, and you.
Just to make sure, when this thing mouths closed, it doesn't crush things inside of it. There's an opening for people to stay.
Yeah. No,
it's just safe.
It's a really fancy gate.
It just looks like a demon's head.
Yep.
Is it a
gazebo? I still don't trust...
Yeah. No.
I roll for sense gazebo.
No, yeah.
That said, I still don't trust it. I'm not getting in there. I'm
going
to tie... How deep is it?
You don't know. You've got
you
a 10
know.
On the perception check to judge.
I'm getting
distance.
In the elevator.
I'm climbing.
Alright.
Fine.
I had no hesitation. I'm just getting in the elevator.
Okay.
Alright, sounds good.
I turn to you and go, if you don't want to get in the elevator, then fine. You pull the switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will do.
So you can pull the switch and send them all hurtling to their dooms. So who's getting in the elevator? Calcamedes?
I'll go in.
I get on top of the elevator.
Galanon is going to jump on top, and you're going...
I'm climbing.
You're climbing, so
and
that just leaves you.
Yeah, while I'm waiting, though, I'm going to tie a rope to, like, I guess the base, if that's possible. Is there, like, a little base where the lever is so I can tie a rope onto it so I'll eventually descend down myself?
Sure. Bird with me, I guess. I gotta remember I have it.
I'm stealthily on top of the elevator.
Stealthily on top of the elevator,
yeah.
Oh yes.
So when
I
he went down...
I did something really like that in a Counter-Strike match once. It worked very well.
Yes.
Okay. So, the elevator goes down, it takes 3 rounds, everyone is fine. I would, however, like a reflex save from you to make sure that you don't fall off the edge of the elevator as it is. As
oh, well, I'll hold on to the chain. That's lowering
it. Well, catch the chain.
Okay.
It's not going to be terribly hard. You need like a 12.
12.
Okay, good. I'm really glad you didn't roll less because it's 200 feet down.
I have impact foam in my bandolier.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't think I even know what that is, but I'm sure it would have been very useful.
I only would take a d6 of damage.
Yeah, with me, I was like, good thing.
So you're going to climb down 200
feet?
Kind
of just look down
no,
and go,
featherfall.
Oh, shit.
I just, hold on.
Do
I? Yeah,
now,
I memorized.
Do
that...
your jump off, cast featherfall, and take your arcane spell failure and see what happens.
That is true. So I do have 200 feet of rope, though.
Isn't it verbal only?
I think it is. Let me double check.
If it's verbal only, there's no spell failure chance.
Yeah, I know, but still be like, I cast featherfall. Oh, no.
I think
jumps off. I forgot to prepare.
You're correct. It is verbal only, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All
so
right.
You won't die.
So the kobold climbs the sort of
semi- I'm waiting for them to get to the bottom. Like,
okay.
Give me. I asked them to give me, like, wave my rock. Or tell me it's good.
This is kind of one of those times where I wish I had message, and once we got down, you just hear this voice go like, coward.
Right. Well, they wave the rock around.
Because
at this point, I just step off and just drop like a stone. And then guess featherfall
halfway down.
Okay. Alright.
Alright, we're at the bottom.
Random poodle.
Okay, so we're at the bottom now.
You are at the bottom. Alright, so move everybody over to the bottom. You find yourself in a cavern. Let me find the description.
That said, I'm still draping a rope down.
Okay, that's fine. Just in case.
Yeah. I see you land and go, was that really necessary?
Yes.